Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. Today is Tuesday. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And I'm so excited for today's episode. We are actually recording at a park right now, like we normally do, but it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's so nice outside. We were sitting outside eating lunch. Now we're sitting in the car, just so that way the sound's not too bad for you today. But I'm so excited to be finally outside and enjoying this nice weather. The first song that we have for you today is Help Is On The Way by Toby Mac.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to save.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to save. Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to save. Help is on the way. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's years. Some face a lifetime of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early.
Today's scripture comes from James 1:6. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. The next song we have up for you today is Desesperado by Evan Kraft.
SOS, I'm a castaway, trying to make it back home. Hope is far and I'm losing faith, thirsting deep in my soul. I fell for the lies that they sold me, a mirage that left my spirits broken. Now I need you to show me I'm not on my own. I'm tired of wandering alone. I hear your voice, call me home.
Desesperado, oh I'm desperate for your love. Nothing else.
secret, I confess, I'm a mess. And I'm finally here at the end of myself. Quería ser aventurero, pero ya soy extranjero. And now I'm calling out for help. Tenía getting locked through my felt like I was doomed. But my failures, you turned around. Spoke to these dry bones, these huesos secos. Guide me to your heart, my promised land. Tired of wandering alone.
This next song that we have for you today is There Was Jesus, and this is the piano version. And this song is by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand and start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, and in the searching, in the healing, and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. And I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it, I couldn't see it. There was Jesus. On the mountain, in the valleys,
there was Jesus.
In the shadows of the alleys,
there was Jesus.
In the fire and the floods,
there was Jesus.
Always is and always was. No,
I'm
in the way, in the sun.
searching and the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it, I couldn't see it. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
Precious Jesus.
Today's talking point today is kind of related to where we are and what the weather is like outside today. So I wanted to just go ahead and talk about what we are looking forward to in the spring. For me, I think what I'm looking forward to most in the spring is the warmer weather and being able to get outside. And even though I know I sound like a kid, being able to get on a playground and go swing, that is one of the things that I love the most, is getting outside and going to swing, whether it's with James or with Alex or by myself, because it really it makes me feel calm and at peace with whatever's happening around me. So that is one of the things I'm looking forward to most. Another thing is just being able to get together with family more now that COVID is, I don't want to say coming to an end, but is the cases are lessening, and being able to either get together with family and either go to a park and cook out or go to a park and just hang out together, because last year that's something we weren't allowed to do a lot because my grandma does live with us and she's 90. So now that she's gotten her vaccine and her family has gotten theirs, we are very excited just to get our family together and get grandma out of the house more, because I know when wintertime comes around, being stuck in the house is really one of the things that makes her kind of sad. So I'm just looking forward to the warmer weather and being able to get out again and some of the events that are opening back up around us. Another thing I'm kind of looking forward to is actually having Easter with family this year. Because last year, this was around the time that everything happened, and we weren't allowed to go to Easter at my family's house just because we were trying to keep everyone safe, and especially my grandma. But just being able to have Easter with family and maybe some Easter events that we weren't allowed to have last year, we can also have this year, like Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. I know at work, we might be planning an Easter egg hunt for the kids, and that is always fun. So I'm looking forward to Easter as well.
For me, I am so very excited for being able to just be outside, not having to be locked up inside, you know, because it's cold out, and being able to walk at the parks is going to be so much fun. I'm so very excited for parks to reopen. And I mean, like, the parks were never closed. It was just always too cold to go. And I'm very excited to be able to walk around at Chapin. I'm excited to start swinging on the swings again. Sounds kind of childish, but I'm very excited for swings again. But I think the most exciting part about spring for me is watching the flowers start to come. I love this whole process of watching the flowers begin to bloom into, you know, their beautiful flowers, and watching the leaves grow under the trees, and just watching that change of season is so pretty and calming and beautiful to me. And I'm very excited, as you can tell.
The next song we have for you today is Loving Kindness by Keith and Kristen Getty.
Kindness, righteousness, our gracious King, you've crowned us with your loving kindness. How great is your loving kindness, O God of goodness. How joyful
that we have for you today is something people probably didn't think we would talk about, but it is National Barbie Day. And I wanted to talk about this because our best friend Alex, when me and her were little, we lived very close to each other, and she had this Barbie dream house, and we loved playing with it. It had a flushable toilet, and the stove would turn on and make like crackling noises like you were cooking something, and we would always play Barbies, and that was our main thing that we did when we had play dates or we went over each other's houses. And Alex actually had a crush on this boy, and there was a Barbie that had the same name as this boy. So me and James decided to go to the store and get her the Barbie that has the same name. And that is kind of a little joke we have too. And she still has that Barbie just because it had the same name. And that was a little joke to all of us. But today is National Barbie Day.
I'd actually like to point out that this was not a long time ago. This was a couple years ago. So it's kind of recent that this happened. The last song that we have lined up for you today is A Place Called Earth by John Foreman.
Oh, how I long for heaven in a place called earth.
Thank you so much for joining us for the daily. I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. I know I enjoyed talking about what I'm looking forward to for this spring and for this warmer weather. So if you can, let us know what you are looking forward to for the spring and start thinking about some of the things you might want to do with your friends and family in the spring. My name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
And you're listening to
The Daily.